Yes, Umzansi Salerville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mo ngwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonke into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa pod.
Chisa!
Welcome back to another episode of the Chisa Pod. If you're new over here, then you should know that every Friday we catch up on the latest entertainment news. But if you're a regular, then welcome back, because you know what time it is. It's Music Friday, so of course we start with some music news. Well, there have been growing speculations about Scorpion Kings having had a fallout. Kabza De Small has set the record straight, saying even though people, or rather Maphorisa, has been saying that people should stop asking him about his whereabouts or Kabza's whereabouts because he's married, they are still on good terms. Let's listen to what Kabza had to say. I definitely understand where my process is coming from. I mean, imagine going live and people are asking you where your boss is. And imagine going live and people are asking you where, I don't know, your boyfriend is, when the platform, of course, was created solely for your brand. But of course, them also being Scorpion Kings, I do kind of sort of understand where the fans are coming from. But obviously, asking every time Ukuthi where the hell is Kabza is a little bit much. So for him, he's just like, I'm also a brand, recognize me as a brand. That is what Maphorisa is saying. So yeah, I think, yeah, we get the gist of it. There's no beef between the two. And yeah, everybody's, I'm sure there's a Scorpion Kings, another one going to be released soon. So yeah. Now, in other news, Mabatu Monte has been lauded by X users after she cancelled her Metro FM interview. This is like hours prior to her having to show up, right? The station promoted an interview with Milet Ben-Haim to speak about surviving the attack at the Nova Festival in Israel, which took place in October 2023. But they later deleted the post. Now, of course, X users being X users, they went and took screenshots and showed them to Mabatu on some, are you seriously going to be going to this interview? She responded saying, no, thank you. Thanks for alerting me, rather, that the show supports Zionist apartheid, and I will not be doing the interview. Of course, we later saw her doing an Ukhozi FM interview, regardless of her Zulu being, yateka. But Metro FM has since cleared the air with a statement saying that they have an investigation that is underway to address the matter. But they did flag that interview that they were planning to do, and they never did it. And they just wanted to set the record straight on the matter, saying that they took it down. So yet the controversial content, or rather what they actually wanted to say, is that they've noted that people have been, obviously the backlash that they've received, but that SABC always endeavors to provide a fair and balanced content. I just feel like it's a little bit tone deaf for Metro FM to try and do such an interview at such a time, especially when South Africa was obviously trying to, you know, be on Palestine's side of things. So yeah, we're still on Free Palestine. I don't understand how that tone deaf, or the content producer of Metro FM, decided to be that tone deaf. But they are investigating the matter, so I'm not going to touch too much on that one, so we can move right along. Lasizo Dambuza got candid about letting go of his luxurious ride. This is after an online blog, Maphephandaba, alleged that he was not doing well financially and had let go of his car because he was failing to pay it. The report further revealed that his black Range Rover was up for almost R1 million, or more than over a million rand, on Auto Trader website. Now, the YouTuber, of course, also confirmed the report, saying that, yes, it is true. And he shared a little bit of the memories that he shared in the car, saying that, let us normalize that there's nothing wrong with selling your car. I did see a couple of celebrities lauding him For being quite open and honest about this. Of course, we know that the celebrity lifestyle can be quite, I guess it can have quite a facade. It's all just about a facade, portraying a certain lifestyle. So for him to be so real about this moment in his life, we definitely applaud him for that. And we know that obviously he is quite a talented man. He is still young. He still has a lot to offer. His YouTube series is doing quite well. I think nobody's really worried about Lasizo. And we know that he also has the inheritance from his father with the taxi business. So, yeah, I did see a number of celebrities saying that, you know what, he's still going to be fine. He's quite talented. So nobody should be really worried about him. So, yeah. All the best with Lasizo, really. I think, yeah, we definitely applaud you for being quite candid about this journey. And hopefully this also starts a conversation amongst celebrities or people being more open with their financial standing, especially when it comes to trying to fit a facade or you know, the latter. Now, in other news, Gom singer Babe Sodumo Kayena, we saw a whole video of her fighting a fashion designer by the name of Philly Mhlongo, otherwise known, or rather, from the SKD Designs. A video of her attacking the designer and being stopped by her father, Pastor Welcome Simelani, went viral on social media. Now, we all kind of know her too. Like, it didn't seem out of character, let me put it that way. But we all had questions as to what the hell really ensued this violence. So she recently had a telephonic interview, a telephonic interview with Mac G on the podcast and Chill Network to set the record straight, or to rather share her side of the story. Let's have a listen.
What happened is, I'm a dancer, I'm guy, and I think I have about the thing to close to some mass, you know? And then Masa and follow social media at the Mansa.
Oh, we see too much.
Masa and Jen, I guess, okay, I've seen a sampani, it's a super bomb. Men see a corner, the German Zani in prison, it's never some fellow guys. I go. Masa is a super bomb, it's all cool to get the last. Yabo, and then bye bye.
Ha. So much intention boshiwe yini.
Ah, mina ngaboshwa mina South Africa.
Okay.
Abakusuke. So minzeni ushi sinimshayile.
Ah, yeah, sinimshayile. Uyele metsangana kubese. Etsangana uthoraiza. Abos.
Kodwa ukuthukile indaba ungamshayanga.
Ngikazi ngokubona leyo. So bengifunge umuntu ukuthi okay, amadata zami athe methatha iy'mpahla ayithathe kanjani benikhuluma ngani why uzongibhala social media mina ngoba ungazi yabo. So that's why ngihambe nobaba bengiyomtshengisa ukuthi no ayikho angiwuzeki uzolo avele angithiwa wathi ngisiphebe
somfelokaziinhlamba enkulu kaimpela.
Hayi bo, hayi bo, hayi bo, mqanzi kumnandi kushonelwe yindoda.
Yes. Kubuhlungukabi.
Now, we heard Babe Sodumo's side of the story, but we also needed to obviously hear from Philly. Now, she spoke to Zimoja, where she saw that, where she said that the video that was posted on social media, yes, it showed an attack, and it did not necessarily obviously show that Babe Sodumo that was drunk and was assaulting the designer. This is according to Philly, of course. She said that she was scared because she felt like her life was threatened and is still afraid to even go back to work and do whatever she needs to do. I don't know about this. I feel like, okay, this obviously does not mean like Babe Sodumo is even so capable of like ensuing violence to an extent of, you know, taking one's life. So this designer, whatever she's saying, but also I also saw that Babe Sodumo was saying that no man, this person is just using my name for clout. This person is just using my name for clout. So it does not really, and that's the reason why she decided to act in the way that she did or in the manner that she did, which does make sense. I mean, we do know that Babe Sodumo is quite a big brand, and people are always. This is not even the first time, obviously. that we're seeing such a thing happen. Did it really warrant any sort of violence? Of course, we did see that the designer was kind of locked up at work, and Babes was just trying by all means to kind of get her hands on this designer. And for her father, or for Babes Odumo's father, to also be involved in this, I am not sure about it. Does not look good, obviously, for the pastor. But that's that on that. Hopefully, the drama does settle and the designer is able to get to work at some point. I honestly feel like it does. She too much just go back to work. It's not that big of a deal. But also, let's just stop using celebrities' names for clout. It's obviously not worth it. It's obviously not worth it. Yeah. Moving right along, wheelchair-bound Fikile Mlomo is maintaining a positive spirit while in hospital. Health complications have caused her to be wheelchair-bound. The singer recently took to her timeline, revealing that she was hospitalized for more than a month while specialists examined the cause of her losing her mobility. Let's have a listen to what she
said. Okay, whatever, when's I gonna lie, guys, I'm very strong. Banga mangala abantu bese becathi ngiyaactor ngoba abantu abaningi bahlale beyitshela ukuthi abaculi uma bexoxa ngomlando wabo yingoba be-actor kuyeke vele uzohlala nje inyanga yonke esibhedlela sibine month ngilana akumnandi kwasesibhedlela so basazama-ke ngama-specialist ukuthi kahle kahle yini engihlalise phansi ngangakwazi ukuhamba cause nje kwavele kwama yonke into ezingezansi sami angihambi angizinethiwa ningibona ngilele nje uma kwenzekile ngizama ngithi ngiyasuku ngifuna ukuhamba uma ngifuna ukuya ebathroom or ngifuna ukwenzani nayi into engisizayo nayi if ungayona i-wheelchair kuba yile nsimbi le.
This is quite a big one. I mean, I do applaud Ufikile for having such a positive spirit, as I mentioned. I think it's not an easy thing to go through, more especially when you don't even understand what's really happening with you. But she's saying, regardless of whatever happens, yes, she'll be back at the gigs. If she has to be there on a wheelchair, if she has to be there healed and well, she's still willing to you know, maintain a positive spirit. You did see, or if you didn't watch the video, she's still looking good in the video. She has makeup on, the wig is laid down, everything kind of looks like, you know, she's just trying to not look like her problems. If there's anybody who's not trying to look like their problems right now, it's Fikile. So yeah, really wishing her all the best, sending love and light for her recovery. And I hope they really do figure out what's happening. I do recall even the late, great Deborah Fraser was wheelchair bound for some time. And she also had the issues of, we don't even know what's happening and or what led to her losing her mobility. So hopefully this has a better ending for Ufikile Mlomo. In other news, Yolanda has apologized for inappropriate comments she made during her stint on the Big Brother Mzansi Siyamosha. Hi, this season of Big Brother is definitely full of ukumosha, man. It's just a lot happening. She was recently disqualified from the competition for suggesting that she wanted to molest someone or a contestant, and then she wanted to rape another. I mean, regardless of your English being bad or good, I just feel like we all know that in 2024, there are just some statements that really cannot fly. But somehow she was not aware of these things. And she actually initially thought she would get away with it. Because initially when she said, yeah, I want to rape Ghost, jokingly and meaning it in another way, we've since learned that she wanted to actually say something else. But either way, just don't use statements like that. Some jokes just honestly are not funny. But anyway, the 32-year-old sales consultant and model from Limpopo retracted those statements. She's saying she wants to start over with her fans and hopefully, even after leaving the Big Brother competition, be able to endorse brands and make a name for herself. Let's listen to what she had to say.
Hi, everyone. Hi. So it's Yolanda again. Guys, I just want to apologize for what happened on Thursday actually, because it happened on Thursday. I want to apologize straight to Ghost for what I said to you, what I said about you on that clip that you saw. And I just hope you forgive me, or you find it in your heart to forgive me. I know that you know that that's not what I meant, and the whole thing just landed wrong. I apologize for that. This is what I meant though, that because you're 27 years of age and I'm 33, if you and I were to sleep together, it will kind of look like that to people. I didn't mean it the way it landed. I apologize. To the rest of the house, I'm so sorry, guys. I was learning a lot from you guys. I was. Believe it or not, you kind of shaped me to the right direction.
Well, that's that on that. Honestly, Yolanda, all the best for your journey. I think for brands, it'll raise eyebrows. You know, for them to try and affiliate themselves with her. But I think, you know, her apology does sort of stand. I see people are still rallying behind her on social media. There are a couple of celebrities who have kind of, you know, showed her love and support. And I think because of that, she does stand a chance to still have a career in the entertainment industry. All I can say for her is all the best. I look forward to seeing where that, where her journey actually really goes. Now, moving right along, Lira Lerato Molapo is making a comeback. It's the return of Lira, guys, and I'm really excited for this one. 2 years after suffering a stroke while in Germany, she obviously her ability to communicate was affected, but also her sense of rhythm and tone was also affected. And she's been practicing ever since February to get back on stage, or rather to sing. So recently, in celebrating her birthday, she invited a couple of friends and industry or family members and industry peers to watch her perform. She performed from Feel Good, Ixesha, all her hits, and she seemed to be in good spirits. She seemed to be fine, healing well. There was a sense of rhythm, and that was obviously just quite beautiful to see just how far she's come. And now she's set to perform in May. This will be her first big performance ever at the Baseline Fest at Constitutional Hill. She says she's ready to make a comeback. This is obviously a big milestone for her, and she's quite thrilled. Alrighty, now in some more cringy, concerning news, media personality Lerato Ganyao has had to set the record straight. This is after an ex-user went and posted a whole video of him alleging that the media personality is not allowing him to see his child. He's not been able to access his assets. And obviously, we all know that is true. I think we all know the story of Lerato Ganyao. The fact that she only owns two dogs and has unfortunately recently suffered a miscarriage. So I think this was a little bit, the timing was quite, I think, upsetting. I don't know. But the media personality kind of, I think, handled it quite well to a point where she went and, you know, tried to look for the ex-user's family members to say that I think this is a mental health issue and this person definitely does need help, because she's been harassed before on many a times where she's received calls and at her workplace. She's, you know, this man has tried by all means to try and, you know, get a hold of her pertaining to the story of Lerato allegedly, or obviously, we all know it's not true, but rather allegedly prohibiting him from seeing his child and obtaining his assets. So, yes, she set the record straight, saying that if anybody knows this guy, please come forward, because we all know that I do not have children, or I do not know this man. And obviously tried to, you know, seek help and send prayers towards this man. So just obviously to set the record straight, she has definitely distanced herself from the story. And I definitely hope that this man seeks the help that he deserves. Interestingly enough, I think there are a lot of people on social media, or rather on X, who have come forward to say that, no, man, I know this man. And he allegedly is not even involved in his own child's life. So I think this is definitely a sensitive issue. If definitely this man has, you know, a mental health issue, I think we need to give him the help that he deserves. But kudos to Lerato for handling this in a very, I think, mature manner, rather than just, you know, blocking the man and trying to get it out of the way. She definitely went the extra mile in this incident. Well, that's been it for this edition of the Chisapod. Remember that you can find our latest podcast, review, and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to get your podcasts. You can also follow us on all social media platforms at ChisaLive. This Chisapod is a Times Live production, and our producer is Demi Boozle. I've been your host, Joy Mpande. Until next time, it's goodbye for now.